been preaching through a short series on Jesus' redemptive work.
And I've been emphasizing that Jesus wants to redeem many parts of your life. What I mean is Jesus wants to change all of you. He wants to get involved in how you think. He wants to change the way you see life. He wants to change your motivation. And he's interested in every part of your life. Last week we spoke about speech. Jesus wants to change the way we speak. We learn to speak words that bring life. Jesus redeems every part of us. And he's interested in every experience and every stage of life. Because sin so messed up our lives that there really isn't a part of our lives that was excluded from the damage of sin. Jesus cares about every part of your life. From the time you're in the womb, Jesus is already concerned and he's involved. No one was born by accident. And your whole life, it matters to God and how you end it. When it ends, even the end of our lives, God is interested. God is interested in how you view death. And that's what I want to speak about this morning.
It
sounds like a very morbid, sad, heavy topic. But Jesus wants to get involved in how you think about death. So, two questions. Are you ready to die? I bet you didn't think you'd be asked that today. Are you ready to die? Are you willing, cheerfully willing to die? Big question. See, some people resist the thought of death their whole lives. They don't even think about it. They don't want to talk about it and they don't want to hear about it. They're pretending maybe it will never happen. But that's one thing we all have in common. We will die. So why preach on the subject of death? Because we all face it. And you actually don't know when it's going to happen. We assume it will be many years from now for all of
us.
In fact, it may be good if it's many years from now. But have you ever prepared in any way? We all face death, so we ought to prepare for it. Only a very few people will escape death. Enoch escaped. He was walking with the Lord and then he was taken away, he was gone. He didn't see death.
ținând alfa fatesaniz.
Elijah.
Elisa, Elia.
He was carried away in a chariot of fire.
Iznuent na tamle sareti afuinea netna niacac.
Heaven's Ferrari.
Ferrari an land.
But most of us, we die.
Fa niacac beaza tik tik au fati.
The last generation before Jesus returns.
Ni tarana capeta pe meluani a iverena Jesus ya.
Could be us.
Metu tik.
But only that last generation will be caught up and escape death.
Le tarana ka meloana tongavan Jesus izany a iny any meto tsiandalo fahafatesana.
For the rest of us, death is something of a reality in our lives.
Fa ho antsika rehetra izany a ny fahafatesana dia zava-misy tena misy eo amin'ny fiainana.
And I want to speak about it because it is often not spoken about.
Dia tiako resahana ilay izy satria mazana ilay izy a tsy resahana mihitsy.
And in the absence of bringing the word of God, you have mostly the voices of the world.
Aterefa hoe tonga le tenin'Andriamanitra miresaka aminao tahaka an'izao a dia le resakin'izao tontolo izao no makao aminao.
What remains around the subject of death is fears.
Dia lasa hoe ny zavatra mitranga amin'izay resaka loha hevitra mikasika amin'ny fahafatesana izay dia tahotra.
Taboos.
Fomban-drazana.
And people just avoiding the subject.
Ary ny olona dia miezaka tsy mandalo an'izay loha hevitra izay mihitsy.
But it's actually possible to prepare yourself for death.
Kanefa raha ny tena izy dia tena azo atao tsara mihitsy ny miomana ho amin'ny fahafatesana.
And that's why I want to speak about it this morning.
Izay mahatonga anahy te hiresaka an'izay amin'ity maraina ity.
Because I want you to know how you should think about death.
Satria tena tiako fantatra mihitsy hoe ahoana ny fomba eritreretinao mikasika an'izany fahafatesana izany.
In the light of Jesus' redemption.
Amin'ilay fahitantsika hoe Jesosy manavitra an'izay zavatra izay koa.
When I was a child, my brother had this little prayer written out on a kind of an ornament.
Tamin'ny zambola kely any le rahalahiko manana vavaka le soratana ohatran'ny le haingotrano ireny izany dia misy vavaka eo amin'ilay izy.
It was like a bedtime prayer.
Ohatran'ny hoe vavaka atao mialohany atory ilay izy.
It said something like, I'm going to sleep, Lord, will you watch over my soul?
Dia izao le izy hoe andeha atory aho izao tompo a ianao ve mba hiambina amin'ny fanahiko.
And if I die before I wake up.
Kara ohatra maty melohan'ny foazako a.
Please take my soul, Lord.
Dia tena miangavy aho hoento ny fanahiko tompo.
And that terrified me as a little child.
Dia zata mahazazakely anahy tena nampatahotra be anahy izany.
That prayer really freaked me out quite a lot.
Tena nampatahotra be anahy mihitsy izay vavaka izay.
Because I used to go to sleep worrying that I might not wake up the next morning.
Satria mandeha matory dia manahy hoe sao dia mba tsy foary ary ampitso maraina.
And then if I died, what if my soul was just no one picked it up?
Karaha ohatra ka maty dia inona no hitranga raha ohatra tsisy maka ny fanahiko.
My soul was just floating around there, but there was no one to care for it.
Dia hoe ino ny fanahiko maniditsidina eny an-nanany eny fa tsisy mikarakara azy.
Or worse still, what if some evil spirits came and took my soul?
Ary ny tena loza ary raha ohatra ka misy mpanahy ratsy maka ny fanahiko.
What if the devil came for me instead of God?
Ay, ary raha ohatra ka ny devoly ny tonga fa tsy Andriamanitra.
And now I had to ask God every night, please, Lord, if I die, take my soul.
Dia mangataka fanaizaky ny atory hoe raha maty atompo a alaivo ny fanahiko.
Never really sure.
Fa tsy azoko antoka mihitsy anefany hoe inona ny zavatra hitranga.
And then I'd hear the birds chirping the next morning and the sun's rising and oh, what a relief.
Dia avy eo henoko ilay vorona mikikika ao ananao dia ino fa miakatra amin'ny masandro dia oh, mahazo aina be indray.
Made it through another night without dying.
Ina fa tafavoaka niny alina iny fa tsy maty.
You will not make it through this life without dying.
Fa ianao kosa nefa ny tsy andalo mihitsy hoe tanteraka n'ity fiainan'ity iray manontolo ka tsy andalo fahafatesana.
If those fears were not dealt with, those fears would remain.
Ireny tahotra ireny raha ohatra ireny ka tsy raisina ny tanana hitoetra eo foana ireny.
I had a friend at university when I studied.
Tamin'izany anatra dia nananamana tany amin'ny oniversite.
And like all students, we went out and watched rubbish movies.
Dia ohatra ny tanora rehetra dia nandeha izay dia nijery film ratsy be.
This might tell you how old I am, but there was a movie called Ghost.
Mety hiteny anareo ty zavatra ity hoe firotaonako fa nisy an'izay film izay ny anaran'ilay izy hoe matoto.
Was mostly a trashy romance between Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Le izy resaka romance miaraka amin'ny Patrick
Swayze. Dirty Dancing, do you know?
Dirty Dancing.
Anyway, so in the story, the one guy, a guy gets killed, some other guy.
De avy eo zany tao amin'ny tantara nisy lehilahy anankiray namono olona anankiray.
And then they show the shadows come to take him. And you see these like demonic ghostly shadows come and grab him and take him screaming down to hell. And I was watching that movie. And my friend who was sitting next to me, he was an atheist. He did not believe in God at all. And he started shaking with fear.
And
when we left the movie, he couldn't stand still. He was so panicked. He didn't even want to talk to me about it. His name was Luke.
Luke.
And I said, "Hey Luke, what's the problem, man?" He doesn't even want to talk.
Stay resaki.
It's just a movie.
Savata film fotsiny ne ine.
Our responses were completely different to that scene.
Ny fomba famalina an'ilay izy tena tsy mitovy mihitsy.
Those shadows didn't scare me, but they scared him.
Le aloka be tsy napatahotra na fa napatahotra azy.
And I realized my view of death is different from his view of death.
Dia tsapako ny fomba fijeriko ny fahafatesana dia hafa noho ny fomba fijeriny amin'ny fahafatesana.
Does death still scare you?
Ny fahafatesana ve mbola mampatahotra anao?
Do you still fear the evil spirit that could be under your bed?
Ianao ve mbola matahotra hoe mety misy fanaratsy eto ambany fandrinako ato?
Do you still, when you're alone in the dark, get a bit worried?
Ianao ve rehefa ianao rery ny ao amin'ny maizinao mbola matahotra anao?
Well, Jesus wants to change that.
Tiany Jesosy ho vany izany.
And it's not just that. Some of us are just scared of the unknown, of the pain, of the suffering. Our real enemy is death. And we cannot overcome it. But the thing you need to know is Jesus came and he overcame death. And so we need to know there is a victory over death. It's a victory over sin and death. And when we have that victory in mind, we no longer need to fear death. I've told you this joke once before. You didn't laugh. So I'm going to try again until you catch the joke. I want to die peacefully in my sleep. Like my uncle did. Not screaming like the passengers in his bus. She get it this time.
As not only so.
We all have to die. And we actually don't get to choose how we die. One guy is driving a bus.
And
he falls asleep. Because he was coming back overnight from Majanga. And he falls asleep. And they go off the road and he dies peacefully in his sleep. But his passengers, they're watching. And they see that they're going to die. And they all start screaming because they can't do anything about it. Now some people, when they take ill, maybe it's an illness that's going to lead to death. Some people go peacefully through what they cannot control. But some people are kicking and screaming and hating it all the way. The Christian should die well.
Cristiană tu când ufat țar.
That if you took ill and you knew you were going to die, you should still live out your days in peace.
Răvăte nu marar ca fanta tot țară nu ufat bula tu când o afa că mi ai na țară ni antru pia na nu mandra patunga zei nu am pia dana.
You should not be kicking and screaming, cursing God and blaming the doctor.
Et tu când nu e kiki că si tipa tipa ca anuz na nandre mandra se an medicină an doctor.
You see, the Christians. Reason for dying well is that he has a hope beyond the grave. Our hope is certain. It's the hope of a resurrection life. Your personality and your body ultimately redeemed and renewed. Brought into a face-to-face relationship with a God who loves you. And that hope is certain. Do you know that a Muslim can't claim that? Because his end result depends on how well he lived. So he can never really be sure whether he made the grade or not. If you're a Hindu, depending on the good or bad in this life, you would be reincarnated either as something less or something better. Those are just beliefs. What actually happens, God tells us in the Bible. But if you believe the wrong things, you are never certain. You have no sense of assurance. But for a Christian, because of Jesus, you have an assurance of acceptance by God. Therefore, death can be viewed differently because it's not an unknown. If you are a Christian, when you die, you are ushered into glory. That's why my second question was, are you cheerfully willing to die? Paul put it this way. He said, to live is Christ and to die is gain. He said, to die and depart from here would be better by far.
That's
an amazing thought. That Paul submitted to the suffering of earth, but he longed for the glory of heaven. He said, I remain here on earth for your sake. But if you ask me, I'd rather be in heaven. Christians should long for heaven. And so when death comes, we should welcome it. We should say, now I leave this place behind and I go to be with the lover of my soul. Let me explain where the fears really come from and why we don't have to fear. In the beginning, death came into the world through Adam. God said to Adam, don't eat this fruit, because if you eat this fruit, you will surely die.
Adam,
the And so Adam let Eve lead him.
Την αφήλανε Αδάμ να ταρκιάζει Εύα.
And he followed his wife's lead and he sinned and he ate that fruit.
Την ανάρκαν φυταρία εμφάνιζε την ανούτα την είναι να λέ φουκάζω.
And at that point the death sentence had come.
Τε τάμσα εφτόν σαν τα φύτρα λετίδι ουε.
Because God's word is true. God stands by his word.
And
so because sin entered the world, death came to reign. Romans 5 explains it. In verse 12 it says, sin entered the world through one man. And death through sin. And in this way, death came to all men because all sinned. And in verse 14, it says, death reigned from the time of Adam. All the way through to Moses and beyond. See, after Moses, the law came and the law made people aware of their sin. And death continued to reign. And that's the state of a human being under the curse of sin. They should truly fear death. Because death reigns through sin that also has control of you. And you are powerless. And you are afraid because after this life you will go and stand before God and you will be condemned for your sins. And that death would become an eternal state of separation from God. Your sin cut you off from God and put you under His wrath.
That
deep inside every human being knows that. Even if they don't know God, they know they're in trouble.
So
if you worshipped your ancestors and you believe that the spirit realm controls the natural realm, because of the fear of death, you come up with all kinds of things to do to try and appease the ancestors. Don't point at the grave. You know? It's bondage because you're being restricted. Because you're afraid that you might bring more wrath on yourself. More bad fortune because the ancestors aren't pleased. Make sure when you build the house that you have the right ceremony. Position it correctly to please the ancestors. We'll Christianize it, call the priest, he can do the ceremony. We'll ask for a blessing. Why are you asking for a blessing? You're afraid. You're afraid if you don't ask for the blessing that you've displeased the gods or God now.
satria hoe rehefa tsy manao an'izay, tsy manana an'izay fitahiny izay ianao, dia tsy mahafaly an'ilay andriamanitra na le hoe izay zavatra everinao ho andriamanitra.
Set the head of the house at the right place at the table.
Ataovy tsara mipetraka amin'ny tokony ho izy izay olona tokony mipetraka ato amin'ity lafiny ato amin'ity latabatra ity.
Facing the right direction.
Ataovy mitodika tsara any amin'ny tokony hitodihany tsara ilay izy.
So you've got blessing in your life.
Amin'izay tsika hanana fitahiny eo amin'ny fiainana.
All you've done when you become a Christian in Madagascar.
Ny zavatra nataonao rehefa hoe tonga kristianina ianao teto Madagasikara.
Some people are like this, not all of you.
Tsy hoe nareo rehetra, ny olona sasany tena ohatr'izany.
Hopefully none of you.
Engane ka mba tsy hoe tsisy aminareo mihitsy manao an'izany.
But if you keep the same old fears.
Fa raha ohatra le mbola le tahotra taloha be iny foana mbola tazominao.
Now we're doing it to please the true God, not our ancestors.
Dia hoe ataonao ihany ny fombafomba iny hoe mba hahafaly an'ilay andriamanitra tena izy fa tsy le razana.
You're still living in fear.
Dia mbola miaina ao anatin'ny tahotra ihany ianao.
And God wants you to be completely free of those fears.
Tian'Andriamanitra nefa ny anao tena mba hoe ho afaka tanteraka ny amin'ireny tahotra ireny.
So that nothing in this life.
Ka hoe tsy hisy mihitsy ninininy atao amin'ity fiainana ity a.
Is done out of the fear of death.
Hoe ataonao satria ianao matahotra fahafatesana.
The fear of punishment or consequences.
Hoe tahotra ny sazina hoe vokatra izay zavatra natao.
The wrath of God or the displeasure of your ancestors, what's the difference?
Fatezeran'Andriamanitra na hoe tsy fahafalian'ny razana, inona ny mahasamihafa an'izany?
And so you'll see many people in Madagascar call themselves Christians.
Dia hitanareo hoe be da be ny olona eto Madagasikara miantso ny tenany hoe kristianina.
But they still carry out some customs and practices which show that they're afraid.
Mbola mitondra ihany fomba mampanao zavatra isan-karazany izay mampiseho hoe mbola matahotra izy.
We've got to honor God this way.
Ohatran'ny tokony ataontsika hanomezana voninahitra
an'Andriamanitra. The way we used to honor our ancestors.
Tahaka an'ilay nataontsika nanomezantsika voninahitra ny razantsika.
And God says, actually no, you're free.
Fa nefa Andriamanitra miteny, raha ny tena izy ianao afaka ianao.
If I go to build a house, I don't need to bring holy water.
Raha izaho zao nandeha hanorina trano, tsy mila mitondra ranomasina.
I don't need to build it in some special way that somehow honoring God.
It's misy hoe fomba hoe ohatr'izao ny fomba anaovana anazy mba hoe hanomezana voninahitra an'Andriamanitra ohatra.
There's no special position to put my table in or my house in or my life in.
Tsy misy hoe tsy maintsy ohatr'izao ny fitodiky ny tranona hoe eto ny fipetraky ny latabatra na raha ohatr'izao le paozin'le trano.
Except I must put my life in the grace of God.
Fa tokony apetraka eo amin'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra kosa ny fiainako.
I must say I'm hidden in Christ.
Tsy maintsy miteny hoe ao amin'ny Kristy no miafina.
He is my safety and my security.
Izy no tokiko, izy ny fiainako.
And you see, it's because of our sins that we built up these fears.
Hitanareo noho ny fahotantsika no mahatonga antsika mandrafitra an'ireny tahotra ireny.
And it was right that we were afraid.
Ary mety marina mihitsy ny antony mahatonga antsika hoe matahotra.
Because Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death.
Satria ny Romanina 5:23 miteny hoe fa fahafatesana ny tambony iota.
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
Fanomezan'Andriamanitra kosa dia fiainana mandrakizay ao amin'ny Kristy Jesus.
In Hebrews 2:9,
ao amin'ny Hebreo 2:5,
the Bible tells us what Jesus did for us.
Dia miteny amintsika amin'ny Baiboly ny amin'ny zavatra izay nataon'i Jesus ho antsika.
It says, by the grace of God, he tasted death for everyone.
Hoe tamin'ny alalan'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra no nanandrama ny fahafatesana ho an'ny olona rehetra.
And so Jesus actually experienced death.
Ka Jesosy raha ny tena izy nanandrana an'ilay fahafatesana mihitsy izy.
And the wrath of God and the punishment for sin.
Ka ny fahatezeran'Andriamanitra sy ny sazon'ny fahotana.
And whatever curse exists.
Sy izay ozona rehetra mety misy.
Because of your sins and my sins.
Noho ny fahotanao sy ny fahotako.
That curse was placed on Jesus so that we don't come under it.
Izany ozona izany dia napetraka tao amin'ny Jesosy amin'izay tsika tsy mila ho ambany izany intsony.
So Galatians 3:13.
Ka ny Galatiana 3:13
says Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Dia milaza hoe navotany Kristy ny amin'ny ozon'ny lalàna tsika.
by becoming a curse for us.
Tamna tungavan uzna watsik.
So what the Bible's really saying is that everything that death had to intimidate you with,
kan zavatra lazain Bible zany, nzavatra rehetra izay azo ny fahafatesana ampitahorana anao,
Jesus took it all.
Efa noentin' Jesosy daholy.
So now,
kan amin'izao a,
we are free.
Afaka tsika.
Free from fear.
Afaka ny amin'ny tahotra.
Free from superstition.
Afaka ny amin'ny finoanom-poana.
Free from having to do little rituals and ceremonies and customs in order to somehow appease God.
Afaka tsika ny amin'izany hoe mila manaraka fombafomban-drazana sy fomba amam-panao isan-karazany tsika mba hampifaliana an'Andriamanitra.
You don't even have to pray to God to take your soul.
Ianao aza tsy mila mivavaka akory amin'Andriamanitra hoe raiso ny fanahiko.
If you're a Christian, he already owns you.
Raha ohatra ianao ka kristianina dia efa anazy sahady ianao.
So now when I put my head down to sleep,
ka izao rehefa mametraka ny lohako andeha hatory,
I don't pray the Lord my soul to keep because he's got it already.
Dia tsy mila mivavaka an'ilay vavaka hoe Tompo tazomy mifanahiko satria efa anazy.
I don't worry about if I die before I wake.
Tsy mila manahany amin'ny hoe raha maty aho mialohan'ny foazako.
Who will come and take my soul?
Where is areno ande utunga ka akamfanaiko?
Because God already has it.
Satria efa azo n'Andriamanitra le izy.
He took ownership of me.
Efa niraisiny anazy a.
When I gave my life to Jesus.
Rehefa nanolotra ny fiainako an Jesus.
Jesus redeemed you.
Nanavotra anao Jesus.
If you are a Christian.
Raha ohatra ianao ka kristiana.
Which means he bought you back.
Dikany izay dia hoe nifidiny ianao iverina indray.
And he owns you.
Dia anazy ianao.
So therefore,
noi izany a,
when you die,
rehefa maty ianao,
the devil doesn't even have an appointment with you.
Tsy manana fotoana aminao akory a, na hoe rendezvous aminao akory ny devoly.
Your spirit doesn't go down into hell.
Tsy hoe iny ny fanahinao fa midina mankany amin'ny elo.
You don't hang around in purgatory somewhere.
Tsy hoe iny ianao fa mitsingevaeva any ananinanany.
Because Jesus tasted death for you.
Satria Jesosy efa nanandrana amin'ny fahafatesana ho anao.
So now when you die,
amin'izay ianao rehefa maty a,
death has no hold over you. You go immediately to the presence of God.
Tsy manana fiazonana anao intsony ny fahafatesana fa tonga ianao dia mandeha mivantana mankany amin'Andriamanitra.
Accepted by God because of Jesus' blood.
Ken'Andriamanitra ianao noho ny amin'ny rahan'i Jesosy.
And Jesus died the death you should have died.
Ary Jesosy no maty a, nitondra an'ilay fahafatesana tokony nandehananao.
So now death has no power over us.
Tsy manakery amintsika intsony ny fahafatesana.
Let's read 1 Corinthians 15.
Andao nevakitsika ny Korintianina voalohany toko fahadimy ambin'ny folo.
Can read from verse 53 to verse 58. It's right near the end. 53.
Korintianina voalohany toko fahadimy ambin'ny folo a, dia manomboka eo amin'ny andininy fahatelo amby dimampolo a, hatramin'ny fahavalo amby dimampolo. Fa ity mety lo ity dia tsy maintsy hitafiny tsy fahalovana, ary ity mety maty ity dia tsy maintsy hitafiny tsy fahafatesana. Fa rehefa mitafiny tsy fahalovana ity mety lo ity, ary mitafiny tsy fahafatesana ity mety maty ity, dia ho tanteraka ny teny voasoratra hoe ny fahafatesana no resena ka levona. Ry fahafatesanao, aiza ny fandresenao? Ry fahafatesanao, aiza ny fanondronanao? Fa ny ota no fanondronan'ny fahafatesana, ary ny lalàna no herin'ny ota. Fa isaorana ny Andriamanitra izay manome antsika ny fandresena amin'ny alalan'i Jesosy Kristy tompontsika. Koa amin'izany, ry rahalahy malalako, dia miorena tsara, aza miova, ary mahefa be mandrakariva amin'ny asan'ny Tompo, satria fantatrareo fa tsy ho foana tsy akory ny fikelezanareo aina ao amin'ny Tompo.
The way we think about death has to be completely different from how the world thinks about death.
Ny fomba fieritreretantsika amin'ny fahafatesana dia tokony ho samihafa be mihitsy ny amin'ny fomba fieritreretan'izao tontolo izao an'izany fahafatesana izany.
Death should not scare us.
Tsy tokony hampatahotra antsika amin'ny fahafatesana.
You should actually sometimes think for a few minutes in the day, I wonder what it will be like to take that journey.
Tu când misi fotona mințenare nu mbave, ma ca fotona kel mercecea, ana ona ren sai lala na makanse, e?
I wonder when I'll get my chance to go there.
Rufinarean ba anana son san de oane.
You know when people have traveled somewhere?
Itanarele famisi ulla oe mande voyage nananana.
They come back. It's amazing where I went.
Refam fernis dem tenetena ma gaga malina pe mintsin le nandeanok.
I went to Paris. I saw the Eiffel Tower. I flew on an aeroplane.
Nandetane Paris tena itan le Tour Eiffel nande aeroplana.
Well, I went to Majunga and I ate Italian ice cream.
Nana kane Majunga de ninana class Italian.
And you think, oh, I've never been.
De mirtetana ensemble tan mint.
But I want to go.
Pasakum ba te wan.
I want to see that glory, that wonderful place.
Atena tiko mintsa mfunatra izany toerana mafinaritra izany.
That's how you should look at death, is just a taxi to take you there.
Zany tokony fijerinao an'le fahafatesana otran'ireny hoe taxi hitondranao any ireny.
When your time is up.
Rehefa tapitra ny fotoananao a.
Death is your servant.
Ny fahafatesana no mpanomponao.
Just carries you over to that glorious place.
Hitondranao any amin'izay toerana be voninahitra izay.
When will you go? I don't know, but we'll all get to go.
Rovina no any tsy fantatro fa isika rehetra mbola hoany daholo.
You may never get to visit Paris.
Mety tsy hoe avangy amin'ny Paris mihitsy ianao.
It's not that great anyway.
Tsy dia tsara koa ilay izy na izanona tsany.
Heaven awaits us when we die.
Fa ny lanitra kosa miandry antsika rehefa maty tsika.
So as a believer,
kama pino,
every other fear must come underneath that victory.
Ny fitahotra isan-karazany rehetra tokony hiditra ao ambanin'izany fandresena izany.
A friend of mine used to preach and he used to say, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Nisy namako izay rehefa mitory teny izy dia izao ny tena inona zavatra ratsy indrindra mety hitranga.
A guy's afraid to take a risk for God, so he's worrying, trying to work it out.
Satria matahotra ilay olona hoe andray risika ho an'Andriamanitra dia atao tenenina an'izany.
Should I share my faith with my father-in-law?
Hoe hitory ny finoko amin'ny rafozan-dahako ve?
This friend of mine used to say, well, what's the worst thing that could happen?
Dia ozy izy ilay namako. Inona ny zavatra ratsy lavitra izay mety hitranga noho izany?
You could die and go to be with Jesus.
Afaka ny ho faty ianao dia makany amin'i Jesosy.
It's the best thing that could happen.
Izay ny tsara indrindra izay mety hitranga.
In other words, nothing in the world should scare you as a believer.
Dikan'izay raha tenena amin'ny teny hafa, tsy tokony izy mihitsy ninininona eto amin'ity izao tontolo izao ity ampatahotra anao amin'ny mahampino anao.
Because even the biggest thing, death, has been conquered by Jesus.
Satile zavatra ngeza indrindra ny fahafatesana dia fanoresen'i Jesosy.
So you put your head on your pillow.
Rehefa mametraka ny lohanao eo amin'ny ondanao eo ianao.
And you think, what if the Dahalu come?
Dia mieritreritra anao, ahoana re raha tonga ny Dahalo e?
Apparently they're raiding cities and wallets now, not just Cebu.
Zory zareo a, miditra ty an-tanàn-dehibe zao dia maka mipoketra fa tsy ny omby fotsiny ihany.
What if guys come in my house with guns?
Inona re nitranga raha ohatra ka misy jolahy be da be tonga ao an-tranoko miaraka amin'ny basy e?
Sure, you may be terrified.
Yene, mety hoe atahotra ianao.
But what's the worst thing that can happen?
Fa inona ny zavatra ratsy indrindra izay mety hitranga?
They shoot you and you got to be with Jesus.
Raha tifirina ianao dia ho any amin'i Jesosy.
You take ill and you're really sick.
Raha ohatra ianao ka marary dia marary be mihitsy ianao.
What's the worst thing that can happen?
Inona ny zavatra ratsy indrindra mety hitranga?
You die and you go on the best journey of your life.
Maty ianao fa mandeha amin'ilay zotra faran'izay tsara indrindra eo amin'ny fiainanao.
We should not be afraid.
Tsy tokony atahotra tsika.
We should look forward to the day we see God face to face.
Tokony ho tsoandry tsika ary fa andrandray tsika dia meloha ilay fotoana ionantsika amin'Andriamanitra mivantana.
That way we don't have to walk on careful path trying to figure out whether we're getting it right or not getting it right.
Dia tsika izany tsy tokony atahotra foana dia mieritreritra eto ve ny tokony ametrahako ny tongotro sa etsy.
Live this life in the freedom of God's grace and His favor.
Tena iaina ty fiainana ity amin'ny fahafahana ny amin'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra sy ny fitiavany.
Knowing that every breath you have, He has ordained.
Dia fantaro hoe izay fofonaina rehetra nananao efa nitondrony sahady izany.
The God who loves you.
Ny Andriamanitra izay tianao
sent His Son to die for you.
Nandefa n'ilay zanany lahy ho faty ho anao.
Will not suddenly abandon you at the end.
Tsy hoe tampotampoka eo dia andao anao izy any amin'ny farany.
He is with you through this life.
Miaraka aminao izy mamaky vaky an'ity fiainany ity.
And He will walk with you into the next.
Ary mbola hiara-mandeha aminao izy makany amin'ny manaraka.
Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Lord Jesus, thank you that you died for us.
Jesus, tsara indrindra misaotra fa maty anay ianao.
And that you have victory over death because you are risen.
Ary ianao manana fandresena ny amin'ny fahafatesana satria ianao nitsangana tamin'ny maty.
You are alive forevermore.
Ary velona mandrakizay ianao.
And death no longer has any victory.
Ary ny fahafatesana dia tsy manana fandresena intsony.
Won't you break off us the fears of darkness?
Tena hoe esory ala aminay mihitsy ny tahotry ny aizina.
Won't you in every heart, here, Lord, set us free where we've doubted and where we've been fearful?
Tena hoe ho an'ny fo tsirairay avy eto tompo, tena hoe afao izahay amin'ny lafiny zavatra rehetra izay hoe mampatahotra anay ao.
If we've feared witchcraft or we've feared evil,
na matahotra mpamosavy izay na matahotra olon-dratsy na zavadratsy,
help us to see you, Jesus, have overcome.
Ampio izahay ahita Jesosy efa ianao efa naharesany rehetra.
In you we too will overcome.
Ary ao aminao izahay koa dia mpandresy.
And we have nothing to fear.
Ary tsy manana ninina tokony atahorana izahay.
Because we are safe in your love.
Satria izahay tena hoe herendoza tanteraka ao amin'ny fitiavanao.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You're welcome to stay for some tea and coffee.